Now, if you own an electric car, like, say, the Nissan Leaf, and you use an electric vehicle charger, well, here's something you might not know. That charger may have been made by the same company that makes drones, the unmanned aircraft used by our military. The company is called AeroVironment. It's based outside Los Angeles. It is a firm with a strange combination of specialties, and NPR's Amy Walters says that has a lot to do with its creator.
Paul McCready loved things that fly.
As a youngster, I was very interested in model airplanes, ornithopters, autogyros, helicopters, gliders, power planes.
McCready passed away in 2007. That was from a speech he made at a TED conference in 2003. But as obsessed as he was with flying things, McCready never wanted to break the sound barrier like Chuck Yeager or buzz the control tower like Maverick in Top Gun. He loved nature, and McCready's dream was to create birds, or recreate them. He founded AeroVironment in 1971. His designs were very light and flew incredibly slow, with just enough power to stay aloft. But passion and interest don't always make money, and McCready found himself in debt to the tune of $100,000.
And I noticed that the Kramer Prize for human-powered flight was 50,000 pounds, which at the exchange rate was just about $100,000. So suddenly I was interested in human-powered flight.
The result was the Gossamer Condor.
The only obstacle left is the 10-foot finish pole.
A pilot pedaled McCready's ultralight plane through the air. Paul McCready won the prize. That first human-powered plane led to solar power planes. The planes led to cars, but the evolution was far from linear.
Ready?
Launching.
Enter the Raven, an AeroVironment drone. That's what you're hearing right now. You'll notice the company's fondness for ornithological nomenclature. Sergeant Michael Susted trained on the Raven in Afghanistan. It's so small, you can launch it with your bare hand.
It has cameras, GPS, so that when it comes back, we can brief our commanders what's going on at that location.
You might want to step back, sir, because I'm going to plug the charge cable in.
Roger Corey is a senior electronics engineer with AeroVironment in California.
The only sound that it will make will be a high-pitched whining. It sounds like somebody's whistling to a dog.
Corey's testing AeroVironment's other specialty, electric vehicle charging stations, made to line U.S. highways. The difference between his company's products doesn't escape him.
One flies and the other doesn't.
The core technologies are the same, though, and that means engineering staff can move from one side of the company to the other, and Department of Defense contracts pick up the tab for all kinds of new research and development, including the Switchblade, the first handheld drone that spies and shoots. When production began, Tim Conver, the company's current president, says he had to sit the staff down for a little talk.
And I think a lot of individuals that initially were a little taken back, what are we doing making weapon systems, either got comfortable with it or in some cases said, you know, I don't want to work on that program. I'm fine with us doing it, but I don't want to work on it myself. No problem.
When I asked Converse if the company had drifted from its beginnings, he said no.
I understand that it's conventional wisdom that you have defense and you've got environment here. But as you can see, I don't see any inherent conflict.
Drones make up over three-quarters of AeroVironment's revenue, and the industry is moving at a quick pace, with over 4% growth projected over the next 10 years. The future of AeroVironment's electric vehicle charger business is less predictable. That will depend on U.S. demand for electric cars. Amy Walters, NPR News.